Hello and welcome back. This is episode 12 of the Drive the Green podcast. I'm your host, Maddie B. Once again, joined by Bronel and Harv for another players recap episode. The boys just got off the course yet again. It was ugly. Ugly for one of us and great for the other two. Maddie B.
You want to talk about who was...
Yeah, well, Maddie B. had 39 putts tonight, so that's all everyone needs to know. 39 putts. Yep. Going to have to hit the old putting green next time, but good night. Beautiful night on the course.
You had that driver going, though.
Yeah.
For a change.
It's coming. Yeah, it's coming. Really coming. The game's really coming along. Just that short game, but whatever.
Flip-flop.
Oh, drove me on 13. Claw.
No big deal. Yeah, no big deal. Yeah, so big week. Players, the unofficial fifth major finishes up this week. If you take out that Webb ran away with it pretty much on Friday, the battle for second was awesome all weekend. And Tiger was in it, kept everyone watching. It was just it was nice to sit down. The Island Green. It's just a good tournament to watch. It kind of stunk, obviously, that Webb was so far ahead because it kind of took a little bit of the
dramatics. So far ahead because even when he sucked there for 9 and 10 and 11 or whatever it was, it didn't even matter.
Yeah,
didn't. I was still skeptical he was going to finish it off at the start of his round on Sunday.
What did it get? It got down to 5 was the lowest?
I started think 4 at 8, maybe
4.
Danny Lee was 4, yeah.
Yeah, it
was Danny Lee wasn't the guy to press him to.
And then the other guys that were trying to push him were too far back.
Yeah.
Well, the guys that had a chance didn't do well, but then the guys that were further back did well.
Yeah, there was like guys that made a run.
Koepka and...
Well, you think of Tiger and Spieth, who make the cut on the number and then go 7-under in a day, but there's still 10 shots or 11 shots back going into Sunday.
Oh, yeah, they were way back, though.
Yeah, he just ran away with it. Well, Webb did shoot...
63
course record, and then tied by Koepka on Sunday.
But Webb could have shot 60 or 61 on Friday.
Yeah, would he
easily
have double on 17?
Yeah, he hit that wood.
Yeah, wood and took a high kick all the way over the green.
Just barely rolled off.
What hole is it where Danny Lee just fell right out of contention where he almost hit it like, he almost missed the course?
Yeah,
par 4. That
12 or 13?
The drivable par 4.
And he hit it so far left that it actually almost missed the water on the other side.
Yeah.
And it would have been still playable over there. But it was just one of those things where he gets to the point where you have to try to take a risk.
Yeah, and then Webb just hits an iron down the middle and makes his par. And that's all he needed on Sunday was...
Yeah, he essentially ran everyone out of holes.
He shot 73 on Sunday, and it was never in question.
Well, even like that par 5, was it 10 or 9 where he left it up on the right? Or was that 11?
9 and 11 are the par 5s, yeah.
But he left it on the right, and then he chipped it and went like 4 feet down to the front of the green. He didn't even care.
Yeah.
He would have thought he'd be kind of upset about it. He didn't even care.
Yeah, and then he just putted up the hill and made the par putt. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just...
If you would have bogeyed that hole, that could have been a start of something, though. Because that would have been devastating.
He did make
four shots from
10
yards away.
It's pretty hard when you're that far ahead to stay focused, too. Because all you want to do is just get in the clubhouse and win.
But he also made quite a few long par putts.
Yeah.
Not
the
super long, but like 8
yeah.
to 12 footers.
He's put himself, his name's in the ring for Ryder Cup now, too.
Yeah. Plus, he's kind of like a Bryson DeChambeau for me with how he putts.
Yeah.
With that belly putter that he holds against his arm and kind of...
It's kind of like a fill grip, too.
Yeah, it's...
Well, and Adam Scott's so close to anchoring still, but he's just got it just in front. Like, to me, sometimes it looks like it's still touching, but... He's got it way up there. And
good thing they changed the rules that viewers can't call in from home and get penalty strokes to players. But
it's definitely the way of the future, though. Maybe, you know.
Yeah.
It seems like more and more guys are doing it and being successful with it.
Well, there's just so many different, putting strokes now. So many different. Chest still to claw tonight. Maybe that's had something to do with 39 putts. But
there's more and more guys doing it, and you're noticing it because they're up there.
Yeah, but Day still putts normal and he's the best putter by a mile.
Oh, well, yeah.
Spieth, cross-handed, but he's left-hand low and he's still second best putter.
Tiger might be the best putter.
Tiger played well this week. Beautiful. It's just
in his prime, he was by far the best putter.
Oh, absolutely
on tour.
Was. Yeah. But he did... this is the first time I can say he actually looked like Tiger. Like, his distance control was actually on. He was like an 11 when he hit that 5-iron pin high from, like, 215 or whatever.
Yeah. And he's hitting all kinds of shots off the tee.
He gutted a bunch attacking, of drives on Sunday.
Attacking the pins, finally making some putts. Yeah, he looks like he can put it all together to the point that he's in contention. Like, that was a pretty stacked field. And minus the first time he hit water since 2003 or something like that, or
2017.
Yeah, first time he hit the water in forever. Wasn't a good line. And if he didn't hit that, he's top five, T5. But then he fell out, and what, he finished T11, I think.
Got tired.
Yeah, got tired. He was leaking. It was hot.
Yeah.
On Saturday too, when he shot his 65, he was leaking pretty good. But yeah, interesting. Webb was on our radar. When we get into the picks portion of the pod, none of us took him, but as a group in our other pick pool, we did take him. So
that was a big win for us.
There's a small amount of credibility in the picks portion, but again, you're going to have to take our word for it. So
there's one guy that's maybe not too credible, but
yep. But yeah, I mean, it was a good tournament to watch. Unfortunately, next year now, the tournament moves to March. Back to March. I think it was originally in March.
Well, that's got to be, like, it's windier in March, right?
Way windier in Florida in March, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think they want the unofficial fifth major to be won at 20 under par.
They're talking guys might be hitting 6-irons into 17 with the winds.
Yeah. I just...
Like, that's scary.
I think it's the unofficial fifth major because you have them in April and then June, July, and August. So this was the May tournament, right? So it's... You get... essentially a big money tournament 5 months in a row.
What tournament's going to replace?
That's the thing, is if you put it in March, then from Masters
March tournament is going to replace? Because there's a couple big ones in March to get geared up for the Masters.
Well, there's the Houston Open right before, and then it's match play before that.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they move match play into May.
But the good thing about the players, one of the good things about the players moving is it's no longer... around Mother's Day and potentially on Mother's Day when you can't really watch as much as you'd really want to.
Yeah, so you get to watch all Sundays, what you're saying.
In March, I can watch whatever golf I want.
I just made sure I got all the Mother's Day stuff out of the way early.
Oh, good on you.
Yeah, and then afternoons kind of, just relaxing time.
See, I had to leave right before the end, but a good thing it was already over.
Yeah, that was the one good thing for people that didn't want to be glued that he was way ahead, but poor for the ratings, like for television. Luckily, Tiger, all those names were there, because if they didn't have those names in there, people weren't watching.
You know, they were just praying for a Webb collapse early to bring everyone back into it.
Yeah,
just,
they were.
Well, even full disclosure, I was getting tired of watching. Like, once Tiger got finished, those last four holes of Webb or three holes of Webb was like, I mean, the guy's up five shots. Who cares?
Everyone,
yeah, but.
There's Tiger, Day, Spieth, DJ. I mean,
it's quite a few. Some good names. JT even climbed up there.
Oh, yeah, JT was up there,
Climbed high enough. Climbed high enough.
He's number one in the world now.
So, yeah, because he barely beat DJ.
Well, it's more of they do that whole rolling average. He's just placed higher over the past 300 tournaments or whatever the hell it is.
If everything finishes like it's going to right now, JT will be number one in the world, but we're not even going to tell you why. Because of all the math that's into it. So
DJ had a pretty quiet Sunday. I think he shot like 72 or 73.
Well, and now it's getting to the point where those tournaments that DJ missed after he hurt his back at the Masters start to come into play. So it's like the last year of tournaments that you've played. Well, if it was injured for X amount of time.
Yeah.
JT played all those tournaments. So now that all of DJ's missed time tournaments start to factor in.
He came out hot on Thursday,
DJ. Yeah, he was.
It looked like...
Looks like he was
back. He might have been the one to run away with it.
Yeah. He'll be back at the US Open. He's going to be there, I think. You know who else is going to be there? Duffner. That guy. I love Duffner. He's the best. That Guzzy.
Those hats. Yeah, the Guzzy is amazing.
The Guzzy and his hats. Best. The hats are the best,
with
too.
The rope?
With
the rope around the brim?
You had the Pelicans hat last week. He's wearing the players, white players hat with the yellow braided rope across the brim. He's the best. And he, like, when he's lining up over shots, like, that barrel, he can't see the ball. I don't even know how he can hit it, but...
It's the tightest barrel
ever. It is the prototypical, like, grandpa, middle-aged, hard. I bet you it's hard.
Yeah, because he's like got a bunch of old man strength, but he just drinks a ton of
beer. Yeah. He's got that weird like Nicorette elbow patch or something he's got on there. Do you notice that?
Yeah.
He had that weird elbow patch. I don't know what the hell it's for. Yeah. Voltaire. He's just coated in Voltaire.
He just looks like a throwback professional golfer from like the 80s or before they started training.
Yeah. And at the same time, he was T2.
Yeah.
So and just throwing all training out the window, maybe over an extended period of time. But he's been pretty good the last this season anyway.
He's been back, yeah.
And I mean, look, if you look at Appy Barnrat, I mean, some guys are
a little different.
Some guys the milk bag.
But, he had a great Sunday going until that quad on 17.
Yeah, was it? I thought it was an 8.
Ooh, it might have been. I think it was a 7 though.
Oh, was it 7? But
either way, he dunked 2.
Yeah. Wasn't
he good. Was almost going tin cup because he re-hit. He didn't even go to the drops on the first time.
Yeah, I might have to do
he's the best.
Do a quick chat or peek here, but I can't remember. Was it Spieth that had an 8? Maybe on 18?
On 18, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's the snowman right, I'm thinking of. Spieth had an 8 on 18.
Yeah, I missed that. He must have gone water he twice. Did.
He went water and then he 3-putted from 5 feet or something like that. Ooh. So, yeah. Water back. Hit 3 to the middle of the fairway, 4 onto the green, and then maybe 4-putted actually.
Could have. Yeah. Well, I mean, if we're going to talk about Duffner being back, we should talk about Keegan Bradley being relevant for the first time since he won the PGA Championship.
I bet you if you look at his tournament logs, I bet you he's like T15 to 20 in his last like 7.
Maybe.
But he's finally up there that you remember that he's around. But yeah, it's just.
And he's a weirdo. Like fidgety, like Kevin Na, like spitting and tapping the club, and no practice swings, and
we're talking about a lot of Americans, and that stat I saw, the first time since
2001,
was it that long ago?
Tiger had them
that all five were held by an American,
all five majors, quote unquote. Yeah. But yeah, so
you
got Tiger Webb, had them all.
We got Webb, JT, Day.
Not Dave Brooks.
Oh, no, sorry.
Brooks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Reed.
Oh, yeah. Luckily for us, Reed had a terrible weekend.
Wow.
And now we don't
have
to talk
about him. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll just pass on talking about him. But, yeah, it was first, there was no aces this weekend on 17.
No.
No aces in the entire tournament, because I saw the stat that the last one was round one last year with Sergio.
But there was better than an ace.
The Albatross.
That's right.
One hopping in.
Yeah. Those are the best ones.
I enjoy the dunks. Albatrosses are pretty crazy because they're typically coming from 250. Yeah. His was like 208 or something like that.
Not even, I don't think.
But that's what I mean.
And then he birdied 17 too. A little 2-2 on 16, 17.
And then I think he birdied 18. I thought they said a 2-2-3 finish. Or he was looking for a 2-2-3 finish.
I think he lipped out.
Yeah, and lipped out.
He lipped out, yeah.
Craziness.
That was a great round, though.
Plus, he should be in the WWE, that guy. Like, he's just
he's
stacked, massive beast.
Yeah, he's...
Yeah.
He's handsome, too. I'll say it.
Yeah. Hmm? Sure. And then the last point I wanted was about Jason Day. And I noticed this, I guess you guys didn't, but he hit a shot on 16 and he started like rolling his shoulder. He almost hooked it a little bit. He was rolled. I'm curious to see if it puts him out at all because he's been playing really well and probably one of the favorites heading into the U.S. Open.
Knew he wasn't going to win, pulled the Tiger.
Yeah. The little injury. Fake injury. So, but
love it.
I mean, he only had 2 holes left, so it would have been interesting to see if... what would have happened after that? But
still putting outstanding right now.
Yeah, he's amazing.
How many times did you guys watch that Tiger Stinger video?
Oh, I watched it.
Quite a few.
I figured you probably watched it probably at least a dozen times.
I kill like half an hour a day at work watching Stinger videos, so.
Yeah.
Nothing better than
a Tiger Stinger.
Yeah.
Wrapping around the water.
Yeah, that's
nothing would be better than that time in the British Open, and they were like 4 feet off the ground.
That's what he's going to do this year, I think.
Oh, probably.
Put himself right back in contention.
Put the driver away and just...
Stingers on roll.
Especially now that they all have those driving irons that are more for giving them like a one or two iron now that they can hit them out there. Like, what was Day hitting that one last, like a couple years, like 280?
Yeah. Like, Tiger's hitting them that
doesn't
far
even make
too
sense.
Late. I think I could hit one out of 10 good two irons.
One out of 10?
One out of 10 good ones, yeah. Yep. One iron's 0 for 10.
One, yeah. I'll give myself like one out of 30.
Have you ever hit a one iron?
Any? Never.
Just a two.
Just
for
a
me.
Two.
You hit a two?
Yeah.
I carried a two for the longest time, but.
Where is it now?
Long gone. Oh. That's like three sets of clubs ago.
I thought you maybe just held on to it for.
Well, it's probably close in my to your parents, heart. Parents' garage, probably somewhere.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, before we get into the Byron Nelson Championship coming up this week, shorter episode for everyone, but we wanted to sneak in a special shout out to Mikey Golf here, our pro. He's got a couple of just tips, not really tips, but more some sage words. And the first of which, he wants to encourage people to get out there and practice. Because a lot of people, all they do is obviously play. They just want to go off a round, don't want to put in the practice time. And he just said that a lot of times people are looking for too many quick fixes. You know, they use them until they get to have a, you know, until they hit a bad shot.
Or it doesn't work.
And it doesn't work. And then they just go back in the same old habits. So
yep.
It's about Dirty. Actually going out and practicing. And to help out with that, he said, you know, if you can go out and find a teaching professional, and if they don't have one, be a little special, friend of the pod here, helping out the boys. For our listeners, if you go to Go Golf Online, that's gogolfonline.com, and you use the promo code DTG10, you'll receive 10% off any swing analysis programs they have on there.
Nice.
And he'll even offer 10% for anyone that uses that code for a 3 or 6 month program. So if anyone's interested, go to Go Golf Online. DTG10 is a promo code. But
almost qualified for the US Open.
Yeah, he's the real deal. But further to that, just one other thing before we move on to our picks section, is another good tip that he's trying to that he can give is for people to stop trying to add club speed. Stop trying to swing as hard as you possibly can, because before you actually know how to hit the ball, that's when you can start to actually work to, you know, increase club head speed, because more club head speed is only going to cause more side spin and the ball to go more offline. Harder you swing with poor contact, the worse your shot's going to be. And that's something that I've been working on lately. Kind of working.
Working.
Yeah. Working a little bit. Just got to worry about the flat stick.
You should text him, see if he has any putting tips.
Yeah. Well, we had the quarter drill early on.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, this putting thing, 39 putts in a round is not very good. So we'll just, everyone can make their own adjustments to my score as needed. 39 putts. Yeah, take your best get. Anyway, pick recap for the players.
All right, I'll
do it. Quickly roll through those and then we'll get into this week's tournament.
We'll start with Harv. Couple good picks. His horses did well. Day tied for 5th. JT tied for 11th. Then he had the big cat at 63rd and Don't Call Me Xander Levy miscut.
By one. Missed it by one.
Yeah,
that would have been a hell of a pick.
That would have been.
He was close, yep.
38 average for the big win. That ties you with...
5 each.
Matty B now?
Yep.
5 each, and I got 6 or...
one or two?
One.
One, yeah.
Five.
Two with the match play, but yeah.
Who's kidding? I think one was your match play.
Nope.
Oh, you have another one?
Yeah, I got 12th at that one.
Oh, that's
12 great. Average. Yep. Matty B had Slick Dick Rick, missed the cut.
Ugh.
Stenson, T23. Finau, T57. And then BDDB, T57. That's Big Dick Daniel Berger for those new to the pod.
One point on that. When we taped last week, in the research, we talked about how Ricky's been, he has 3 top 10s and like 6 missed cuts.
Yeah.
So probably going back to the well next year on him.
Yeah.
Just system prevails.
Yeah, he was close too, wasn't he? Well, he played with Tiger and Phil, and he just kind of
fizzled. Him and Rory were both very close to the number and stunk it up.
Yeah, he had a 52 average, 12 great. Better than me, though.
Water wet.
My two horses, yeah, just ran off a cliff. Rory missed the cut, and Louis Oosthuizen
horses to is the worst. Factory.
I can't stand that guy now. Every time I pick the wrong South African.
Yeah, he's a real Lewis now.
Yeah. And then I did have two made cuts. Hadwin dropped on to 57th and Laird 57th. Can't believe. Yeah, 64 average.
Ew.
So those listening, maybe just throw out who I'm picking.
Yeah, fade Brock.
Yeah.
With all picks.
Yep.
Nice.
All right, let's do the picks for the Byron Nelson.
The Byron Nelson held at Trinity Forest Golf Club.
Kind
of the stripper of the PGA Tour.
Yeah, golf course or
gentlemen's
Monday,
club.
In Dallas. Monday matinee show.
Boy,
then
if the field didn't have
it's
Spieth
a new
in
course
it,
too, hey?
Yeah, new course opened 2016.
Yeah, Spieth's the hometown boy.
Yeah, hometown boy. The big thing this week you may have seen in social media was the letter he wrote back in 2010 to get in this tournament as a 16-year-old. And then he finished top 16, T16.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy. Yeah. Pretty cool story. I mean, it's odd that this hasn't come up previously that I can recall, but
maybe he hasn't played it every year.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But yeah, so he'll keep some people tuned in. There's some other, you know, general guys. Cooch is in it. As we'll get to picks. Scott.
Billy Horschel's the defending champ.
Horschel's the defending champ.
How about those pink pants he had on Sunday?
I like Horschel.
Did you see them?
Is he all pink?
How could you miss him?
Yeah.
No, just the pants.
Horschel's a little bit odd, though. He threw me off in that at the Zurich Classic there with his partners.
With his reactions.
Yeah, his reactions, and he just seems very arrogant.
Intense.
Yeah. But defending champ, he's got the stones to prove it. Mm-hmm. So not too many people can repeat, so probably fade him in the pick section. But
I'll probably go first, just to get him out of the way.
You want to get right into him? Well, the picks? Yeah, sure. Oh, we're just chatting about the course.
Well, I just want to get my picks out of the way.
All right, go. Go. Right. These are great picks, by the way.
No, yeah, well, I got Jordan Spieth, so I got the winner. Yeah, lots of course knowledge here. Seems like the man to beat. I don't think anyone else in the top 10 in the world is even playing, is it?
Don't think so.
No, maybe not even in the top 20. But yeah, I think he should be up there.
Just based on field, I have him now. Yep.
Probably not.
He didn't putt very good this past week, so.
No, he didn't.
All right, next up.
I'm rewarding my pick from last week, the Scotsman, Martin Laird.
Doubling up, eh?
That T57 finish, rewarding him.
Okay.
He's got 4 top 11 finishes this year, quietly. Hmm. I don't know why top 11, but must have like 3 11s.
Must have 3 or 1.
Yeah.
Yeah, just to...
Yeah, I think he's an underrated putter. He's due.
So you're rewarding a guy, picking him twice when you got T57, and you guys gave me a hard time about rewarding a guy for winning the tournament and re-picking him.
And then
I just gave you a hard time.
That was
T5. That was bad. Anyways, my third pick, I don't know if everybody would know him, but his name's Matt Every.
Yep.
He's missed the cut in his last 3 tournaments.
Ah, so playing the odds.
I think he might have done some soul searching. He didn't play last week at the Players. Yeah. He did finish T8 at the Houston, and he's a 2-time winner on the tour, which I was very surprised to see.
Are you even trying anymore?
I'm doing the Costanza opposite.
Yeah, you see that. Wow, those are some interesting picks.
I got Spieth, though.
Hey, if I've learned anything losing money at DraftKings, it's always take these random dudes because they always pay off.
That's right.
Yeah. That's why I reload my account every week. So my picks for the week. I'm going Matt Kuchar, the lovable doofus. Another good tournament this past week. He was up there.
Was he up there?
Yeah, they were showing him. I don't know what he finished,
barely.
But...
Yeah,
like, no, come on.
30th or
when everyone else is walking.
I'm going to look it up. Then I got friend of the pod, the real Rory, the better one right now, anyway.
Oh, man.
Sabs.
Rory Sabatini.
Cowboy hat or?
Yep. Matt Kuchar, T17. Oh,
17? I would have thought like.
He tied DJ.
40. Tied DJ. Yep. So I got Rory Sabatini. And then I'm going to the boy who's. This is his home course, Bo Hostler.
How could it be his home course? It's only 2 years old.
Pretty easy. I think he lives on the course.
That's probably where he is.
This is where he sticks that stick up his butt every year. Because something's up there.
Very possible. But I tell you what, the poor man's Patrick Reed, he's there this week. I should be noted, as I was looking at Matt Kuchar's stats here, he doubled 18 or else he would have been T7.
Oh, wowzers.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Anyway, so that's a win for me, weekly win. Except for Harv going with a couple horses here, but we'll see how it goes. A couple horses in a wagon.
not bad.
You really stole my punchline there. But,
you want to see his picks too while you're at it?
I guess, are we done here? Or? I'm going with Finnish T's tied for second at the Players. Tends to not do so shit hot when we pick him, but Jimmy Walker.
The face of Lyme disease.
Is that what he is? Or he just
he has Lyme disease.
He did have it, yep.
Like you have that forever? Like herpes? Or?
No.
I'm not sure.
I think you can get rid of it.
Oh.
What, just a bad tick bite? Or?
Probably.
Hey, Brock had a tick on him last week.
Yeah.
They out.
They don't come. The ones here don't have Lyme disease, thankfully. Or else.
Or else you'd be.
I'd be on in bed right now.
Yeah. So, Jimmy Walker. Next, I'm taking Adam Scott. Kind of looked like he was finding his game again there last week. And, scrambled around the course pretty good, so
take a nice step in the right direction. Sunday, yep.
And then third pick for me will be apparently South African, Tyrone Van Aswagen.
That's the correct pronunciation for those at home.
It is Van Aswagen?
No.
You might want to check the pronunciation.
Absolutely not.
Aswagen.
That seems weird for a South African to pronounce like that, but those are my three.
I think I heard it once and it was just like
Aswegen?
Van and then it was barely anything.
Van Aswegen.
I'm going to just move on and just call him TVA for the rest
TVA,
of the
TVA, yeah.
For the rest of the
couple horses in a wagon.
Fucking ass wagon.
He's, how many cuts has he made this year?
Lots.
All
can't
of
remember. 10, I think.
No, I was
on the PGA Tour.
Missed a couple. Missed a couple.
Yeah.
I think.
No, someone else then.
Yeah.
Was that Mike Weir?
You know, he just played the one tournament.
Just got out of the vat.
Yeah.
Just drying
Harvest
off his feet.
Is done. Harvest is done. He's looking to play somewhere.
I can't wait for the next week. You know what? I'm going to take Mike Weir the next time he pops up in a tournament. He can make... I mean, Brock's missing 50% of the cuts anyway. Why not give the guy a... Toss
throw
the guy
bone.
Yeah, throw a guy a pick. Can't
fucking
do much worse.
I got Rory McIlroy. And he misses the cut.
Yeah, well, stuff happens, man. Anyway, I forgot at the start of the podcast to thank our sponsor once again, Player Golf. Once again, wearing the player gear out on the course. For those of you still listening to the pod at this point, Player Golf, promo code DriveTheGreen, will get you 15% off your next order at Player Golf. That's P-A-L-R... How's it spelled?
P-L-Y-R.
golf.com.
Got it.
We might edit that out. We might not. Who knows? 15% off your next order.
That's 1-5?
1-5, yeah.
Okay. Just
but until then, it's time to go hit the clubhouse.